So yeah, I listened to your whole new album, and there's so many beautiful songs. It was hard for me to land, but They Won't Have Me. That one struck me immediately because there's so many, like the intro to that. I also love that you kept the false start. I love
the band
stuff like
insisted.
That.
They insisted.
No, it's absolutely a gem. Like, I love when records keep those moments because I'm on the inside of them often, and I wish we could keep all of them to show people what it's really like. But also just the like sort of the guitars on it, and then all of the melodic twists and turns that you took. I just was like on the train the whole time, and obviously like dug into the lyrics later. I usually do that. Like a song will grab me first by way of melody and chords and rhythm or whatever, and then I'll be like, God damn, those are great lyrics too. I mean, I guess I'm gonna turn the question to you because like, what were you thinking about when you wrote the song? Because it's such a suggestive, like, I love the, they won't have me, but I love this place.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because that was actually an Indigo Girls song a long time ago. And I was talking to the band about redoing it. And the Indigo version is really different. It's just kind of electric. And we were like, let's do this like acoustic thing that's like really pastoral. And Ren Faire, kind of Ren Faire to start with. And wow. Then let's like, so we did like live, we changed instruments and choreographed it to just play the whole thing live. And they changed the input gains in the studio because we went to tape while we were changing instruments. So it's a whole team effort, which was really fun, which gave the song more meaning because we were all like working as a team to like do this, like as if we were playing it live, change the instruments, change the input gains. Everything stayed on the same tracks. And so it had to be, you know, the acoustic going to the electric, and Allison did, I think she played banjola and banjo.
Wow.
And Sarah DeRose actually overdubbed on this at the end of the night. She came in to cut another song right before we were done. And I was like, well, we have 30 minutes left. Can we just put another song up? She played it. She didn't even listen to the whole thing. She just played it. We just played it and hooked her up, and she just played along with it. So
I love that.
She's magic. You know, she's magical, but so for me, the meaning of the song is I live in this really kind of rural area that's really conservative in North Georgia. And but I went to church camp up here when I was young, and I always wanted to live up here because I love the woods. I'm just like a nature girl.
Mm.
So I moved up here 30 years ago, like as soon as I could. And the town has changed quite a lot, actually, and opened up a bit. But like, it was a real, like for me, I just love the rural life, and I love people that can do things with their hands, and I love like the music here, and I love just everything about it, you know. But like I said, it's like but they don't always love me, you know, because I'm so like outspoken, left wing, I'm gay, you know, it's like everything. Right. So I've really had to learn like to just understand people and meet them where they're coming from and not judge a book by its cover and all these things. But I've also seen the sadness of like areas that have this heartbeat that's so based in like agriculture and sort of the land and doing things with your hands. And like when all the land gets bought up and developed and it's like wineries and marriage event spaces and all the things that they can use these places for, because economically it makes more sense to them. Sometimes, I mean, people have to sell it because they can't afford to keep it.
Right.
The farmers or the just people, you know, that have land. So I just thought, I see this, you know, I wrote the song quite a while back because I saw these things disappearing from my area that were so valuable. And so it was kind of like my love song, my love letter to where I live, with the acknowledgement that like, I have all this to, it's like, I felt like I have so much to give. Like, I want to be part of the community. I want to like, you know, volunteer and do things and like help. And I want to help keep the fabric together. And how do you do that? You know,
all of that leads so perfectly to I think the most like sort of guttural lines, which is all this love to offer, all this love to waste. Like that's sort of like the human predicament. Like you're standing in between these two things where you're like, you know, I have a lot to give, I have love, but where to put it, who deserves it? But also like more than that, like how do I give it to people who maybe don't deserve it?